you know, Congresswoman, certainly, I mean, my children are young, but we believe they're young, but still citizens. So we talked about, you know, the ratification of the 19th Amendment and Women's Equality Day, but how fundamentally kind of incomplete that victory was. So not to say it wasn't a victory and it wasn't important, but that it was so fundamentally flawed. I mean, it wasn't only Black women who didn't have the right to vote. Indigenous and Native American women didn't have the right to vote, right? Until the 1920s. And even then, you know, so many of the Voting Rights Act cases have actually been against states like Alaska that have historically disenfranchised Indigenous and Native American women. So to say that, you know, these fights are not just kind of in our history books. These are still active, ongoing fights. You know, and 40% of Americans with disabilities report that, you know, they have real challenges voting in person. And so in states where there haven't been kind of no excuse absentee voting, or where there, you know, hasn't been the introduction of early voting yet, you know, it still isn't kind of easy, fair, or equal for many Americans to vote. I think it's really important that my children understand that. And I think it's particularly important that they understand that as white children of privilege, because I want them to erode that privilege throughout their lives to ensure more people are enfranchised and that equality isn't just an ideal.
That's right. And, you know, you're really modeling that which my mother certainly believed, which is that a parent is a child's first teacher. And so I so appreciate that you're providing that full education, because we know that often there is a revisionist history, or a sanitizing of filtering of history that does not tell the whole story. But confronting that past, that's really how we get to truth and reconciliation. And we fortify ourselves to continue to do the work to make sure that we are dismantling those barriers that still exist, and that we are in cooperative affront to the voter suppression and intimidation tactics that are still very real today. What I would consider, you know, equivalent to like modern day jelly bean counting.